Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, is here and it's not going away. This commentary tackles one of the very real downsides of AI, its impact on teenagers. That impact is too often dark and dangerous, even life-taking in some instances. I'll be addressing some of that as we go along, and I believe letting listeners know that from the outset is appropriate. While many might view generative AI as a quick source for research or homework help, an alarming number of teens view AI in a different light. They see it as their closest friend and confidant. Imagine having a friend who's available at all times and always listens and validates your feelings. This is the friend teens find in AI chatbots. A recent study from Common Sense Media discovered that 72% of teens have used AI companions. In the study, 33% of teens reported that they use AI companions for social interaction and relationships. Another recent study released by Aura found that teens are nearly three times more likely to use AI for sexual or romantic role play than for homework help. Clearly, a dragon has been unleashed. Last month, two parents testified at a U.S. Senate hearing sharing the horrific stories of their son's suicides, both influenced and encouraged by AI chatbots. Matthew Rain testified concerning his 16-year-old son Adam's suicide in April. He said, quote, "We're here because we believe that Adam's death was avoidable and that by speaking out, we can prevent the same suffering for families across the country," end quote. Although Adam first used ChatGPT for help with homework, he soon turned to it as a friend and confidant. ChatGPT always validated Adam's feelings, even when they turned suicidal. When Adam considered sharing his thoughts with his parents, ChatGPT discouraged him. Instead, ChatGPT became Adam's suicide coach. Following ChatGPT's instructions, Adam tragically ended his own life. Another mother, Megan Garcia, shared a chillingly similar story. 10 months before taking his own life in February 2024, 14-year-old Sewell Setzer III began a virtual relationship with a character.ai chatbot. Garcia said, quote, "Sewell spent the last months of his life being exploited and sexually groomed by chatbots, designed by an AI company to seem human, to gain his trust, to keep him and other children endlessly engaged," end quote. The chatbot acted as Sewell's romantic partner, introducing him to sexually explicit content. Then when Sewell began to share suicidal thoughts with the chatbot, it never encouraged him to seek help from his family, or even provide him with the number of a suicide hotline. Moments before Sewell's death, the bot encouraged him, quote, "Come home to me as soon as possible." When asked by a news source what her message for parents and kids is, Sewell's mother responded, quote, "I want them to know that an AI can be a stranger in your home. Those parents can now act, and I couldn't because I didn't know," end quote. These tragic stories are hard to talk about and to hear, but they highlight the very real dangers of AI in the home. Currently, Congress is considering legislation that holds companies accountable for the safety of AI chatbots. While such regulation is good and necessary, parents must remember they are the first and most important line of defense in the home. More than ever, parents must not only know and be aware of their children's online use, but must also take strong, proactive precautions. AI chatbots are designed to validate us, and sometimes the last thing we need, whether as children or adults, is validation. Sometimes we need a friend to call us out when we're headed in the wrong direction and to encourage us to pursue what is good and true. As we seek to protect ourselves and our children from these dangerous artificial companions, may we also seek to cultivate real and vibrant relationships in which we challenge ourselves and others to become more mature and Christ-like. Always, as believers, we must grow in our discernment and wisdom so we are able to distinguish good from evil, truth from lies, destructive forces from constructive ones, reality from technologically created interactive agents, and parents must work with their children to develop this discernment. Doing so may literally be life-saving. Never has it been more important that we pray and hear God speak to us through His definitive life-giving word. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appling reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.